there. Welcome. It's Lower Wacker Live for July 16, 2019. I am Justin Kaufman. This is the podcast that makes fun of the news because somebody has to. Softball last night got a big victory, 14-9. Don't want to make a big deal about it, but it was dominant. Went up 8-0, and the team has had some problems. You know, Pete and I have not been able to play, but last night we did. The team has had some problems late in the games where they've been getting up early, like 8-0, 9-0, and then ended up losing in the end. And last night, the same thing happened. It was 8-0, and then they came back and tied it. You could see the black clouds over the team, hanging the heads kind of thing. But Pete and I, not unlike the movie Braveheart, you know, got on our horse and rode to victory. No, some big plays, including I was able to get a home run. It's been a while since a two-run shot down the left field line, which is the worst thing in softball. You know, I'm at the point now where I want to be the guy who wears jeans, who's got a big gray mustache and little pot belly and knows how to, like, just boop right into right field, boop, like a little single, right? And then someone else runs for me. When you hit a home run in softball, it's not like baseball where you get to the little trot, little stutter step when you get close to the base. No, you got to run. Like, it's a full-on home run in the park where, like, everyone's screaming and yelling. You have to sprint. You have to sprint. Who's sprinting? That is the worst. But I did it, and I made it, and I got a home run, so that was really nice. That was a very good moment for this old... it'd be kind of like when... You know, you got an old-timer like a Jim Tomey gets up there. And Jim Tomey so far has been, you know, hitting 210. The year before, he had 30 home runs. Now he's got like six. Like, it's pretty much over for him, but he gets one. He gets one maybe in the eighth inning, and the crowd's like, yeah, that's what we remember from a different team. But that's what we remember when he played in Cleveland. that's essentially what happened. So big win catapults us into a first-place tie. We're back at it next week against Chirp. And Pete Zimmerman's old squad that he won a championship with. So Pete had a good game too, although there was a pop-up your way. What happened there? This is a pop-up that went right through the...
Dropped it.
It was a moment. Pete was really down on himself there. But he rebounded. He got a ground ball third and threw it through the person out. So no harm, no foul. Actually, I want to say, very interestingly, when I got on the way home last night, I could not take my usual route through Humboldt Park. The cops had put up barriers and put the cherries on to keep people from going through the park. As my wife said, well, maybe there was a shooting. I'm like, no, there was an alligator. That was a dumbass alligator that I had to reroute. I had to go over to Kedzie because of that alligator. So you're looking for victims in this case. Everyone wants this to be a feel-good. But how about the people that like to cut through the park to get from the downtown to the northwest side? Can't do it with this alligator, but no problems anymore. Here are the headlines. They caught the alligator. How great is that? So now here's a retrospective of all the greatest hits from Chance the Snapper. That was it. I don't actually have any of the... There was a video roll I was showing you, but it's a podcast. And that was me. So Spotify cannot say... It's not a trademark infringement because that Dionne Warwick song, that was just my voice. That was not her. And actually, there were no greatest hits because this was an alligator in a lagoon. And now, quietly, they will kill it. I can't wait for the stonewalling when Block Club follows up in 6 months. Yeah, we're following up about Chance the Snapper. Who, what, where now? Huh? Yeah, I'm going to have to get back to you on that one. I'm not, what? Who? I don't know. I don't remember. No comment. We're playing cards. Hang up. That's what's going to happen. R. Kelly will be checking the acoustics of his jail cell for a little while as he was held without bond today for the recent federal charges of sexual abuse of a minor, which included allegations that he bribed the victims of his last trial back in the day. Remember that? Remember, the victims were like, I'm not sure if I want. He didn't do nothing wrong. Well, now it turns out he's getting busted because he gave money to the family and he gave the victim a Denali. Such a 90s R&B star SUV. A Denali. You know what? You don't say anything, I'll give you a Denali. And I mean, how does one bribe a luxury SUV, right? Do you work with a dealership on that? How does it work? There's so much paperwork to begin with. So many unanswered questions here. The public has the right to know, Kels. How do you bribe a Denali? Also, how gangsta are you that you bribe the victim and their family? That's straight up Al Capone gangsta behavior right there. That's not even like R&B or rap or street culture. That's like 1930s Al Capone. That's crazy, right? That, I mean, it's like Elliot Ness. What do you mean you bribe the family and their victims? Oh, boy. Fascinating story here. The Jacksons, no, not LaToya and Jermaine, but Jesse and Jesse Jr. are asking the president to pardon former Governor Rod Blagojevich. Weird bedfellows. I guess Jesse Jr. has a bone to pick with the feds on how they wrong certain Illinois politicians. Him. It seems weird that the Jacksons are picking this one up. We'll see what if they got any power, any clout. You know, it used to be Jesse Jackson would stand up to get Black Panthers out of jail. Now it's Rod Blagojevich. The House is bringing up a resolution to condemn Trump's recent racist tweets, telling the squad to go back where they came from. Again, who says that, right? I mean, we all know who says that, but who says it in a tweet? Anyway, this seems dumb. The House didn't have to do anything. They don't have anything to do. This is what they're doing, a resolution. It'd be a great story if this was a Republican-led Senate, but it's not. It's the Democrat-controlled House. It seems like a pretty dumb way to handle this. He said a racist thing, so we're going to proclaim that we don't like it. Wait, where are the cameras? Oh, they're over here. Sorry. We proclaim we don't like it. Debate? Keep it in the news as long as we can? Maybe till the primaries? Maybe till the general? I don't know. There's got to be better ways to do it. Think about all the paper that's wasted in a resolution. I hereby declare on this day, and it's like 400 pages to say that we didn't like Donnie's tweet. The Emmy nominations are out, and whatever I watched last is the favorite. Although hard to beat Schitt's Creek. I got to say, looking at all the shows, I'm like, oh, that show's great. Fleabag, oh, that show's great. Veep, yes, it's last season. Schitt's Creek, oh, yeah. That's the best show. Same when you look down at like the best actors and you get through all the great women that are being nominated. You look at Rachel Brosnahan and Julia Louis-Dreyfus. And then you get to Catherine O'Hara. And you're like, Catherine O'Hara? Yeah. I don't know if that's how they're going to go. And they never go. They're always going to go with the ABC sitcom that nobody watches. That's always how they do it in the Emmys. And the winner is from The Kids Are All Right. Jenny O'Halloran. Dun, 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 dun. You're like, who's showed anyone even on the list? They never pick any of the good stuff. So I don't think they're going to do it. But I think that when you look at it, and I'm kind of annoyed. I don't know if, did they do supporting roles? I didn't see that. But I know Eugene Levy got best actor, but Daniel Levy, oh my gosh. Maybe the best character on television. If there is a supporting role, if he's nominated, he should win. Anyway, I haven't even seen Schitt's Creek in 8 months. You know, it's not like it's the last thing I watch. It just is so good to see and hopefully gets its due. All right, in sports, a double doozy last night. The Cubs and Sox lost. Let's start with the Cubbies. They had it rolling, and then they had Kyle Hendricks on the mound. But the Reds said, we may be in last place, but not tonight. Whack! That's what they said. And then went, wah! It was not a great showing for the Cubs, although they did have a chance late in the game to tie, but Kay Bryce struck out to end it. I think it was him. Maybe it was the new rookie second baseman. I forgot his name. He strikes out a lot, too. I watched it on Whip Around. I couldn't tell you. Schwarber hit his 20th homer last night, so that's good. Heated up for the summer. And with 30-plus home runs, that'd be not bad for a Cubs left fielder. That'd be like George Bell. Wasn't it George Bell? What am I thinking about? Yeah, George Bell. Because Albert Bell was the badass who corks his bats and stuff in the innings. But wasn't George Bell the left fielder for the... I'm trying to think of some of those left fielders in the late 90s. What was the guy, Henry? He then, oh, Henry bars they threw out. What was it? I want to say like his Latino name is like Henry Rodriguez or something like that. But he was like a left fielder and they throw the oh, Henry bars out, which again, it's Wrigley. But point being, pretty good for a left fielder in Chicago. I'll say that. Moises Alou was not hitting 30 plus. He's like a 28 plus kind of guy. The Cubs made a trade after the game to send good old World Series winning pitcher Mike Montgomery out of town. Thanks for nothing. For Kansas City Royals catcher Martin Maldonado. I guess Wilson Contreras is going to the IL. Huh. So Maldonado comes over, will probably start in his stead. Weird trade, though, for a team that will need left-handed arms down the stretch, not backup catchers. Although, you wonder about the severity of a Contreras injury if they're dealing for a catcher. Anyway, Cubs have two more with the Reds. The Reds are only 5.5 back. How about that for the last place team? And the Cardinals are streaking again, hopscotching the Brewers in the second place. They are 2 back to the Cubs. How about that? Fun division. You know what's not a fun division? The AL Central. The White Sox lost again. They're four straight since the All-Star break. They're in the midst of a 10-game road trip. They've lost the first four, so that's not good. Sox had their ace on the mound last night, but had no luck. Giolito didn't pitch horribly, but he got the losses. The bullpen added a couple runs. The Royals beat the Sox 5-2. Not a good showing all the way around. In his last five starts, Giolito 1-3 with a 6.48 ERA, which I know that sounds terrible, but that's average for him. That's all of last year, so that's not a good sign that that's what he's reverting back to. I guess you can only go up. The Sox need to start a winning streak. It could happen tonight behind rookie Dylan Cease. He'll get his second big league start. He'll probably be on a pitch count and can't afford to have a first inning like he did the last time out where he walked two or three batters. You know he's going to get to like 65 pitches and they're going to be like, let's go to the bullpen. I'm like, come on, don't do that. If he's here, let him pitch 100 pitches, right? I don't understand. They've limited him in the minors. He only pitched like 70 innings. So he's got at least, let's say you cap him at 175. Let's just say for whatever stupid reason. He's still got 100 innings to go. That's at least, I don't know what the math, 15, 20 starts, right? That should get him to the end of the year. The idea that we're already talking about pitch counts with this dude and he's pitched one game in July. Come on, man. Better not be the case where like in the fourth inning, we took him out. We just got to keep him fresh. For what? So he can fish in the offseason? What are you talking about? The biggest question everyone wants to know is, this dude had Tommy John yet? I only want guys who've already had Tommy John. At this point, I don't even want to deal with it. The odds that every pitcher's going to get it are so high. Let's get to Tommy John's. I don't know, man. Maybe it's like when maybe it's a new thing. You get your vaccinations, you get circumcised, and you get a Tommy John when you're like 3 years old. And then you're out, and you don't have to deal with it anymore. Roster moves. Wellington Castillo is back from injury. The Sox option Zach Collins back to AAA. Really? Hopefully just for a couple weeks so he can come back when Castillo gets traded. Collins has been brutal. Oh, my God. He has two hits since he came up. He hit a home run in his first official at-bat, a three-run homer. When I went to the Cubs-Sox game right before the All-Star break, he was hitting 0-40. And he was 1-for-28. I'm like, the one hit was the home run that he hit on the first. He had like, I don't know, something's wrong with him. Although they've got him hitting ninth. And I don't know, it doesn't seem like DHing. He DHs because they don't want to take McCann out of there. I don't know if that's really what his thing is. But literally, this is the guy you drafted to be the future. So get his ass back up here and play him so we can move on from him and blame management for the awful pick. Or praise him if he turns out to be chubby Buster Posey. That's all we're asking, right? But you can't hide him. Stop hiding him. It's like a bad piece of furniture that you bought at the World Store. And you're like, oh, cool. This is going to look great. And you're like, someone comes over and they're like, that's not a good looking chair. And so now you just hide it. That's what you're doing with Zach Collins right now. Get that chair front and center. Let grandma sit on that chair. Blackhawks still at it, trading Anisimov to the Senators for Zach Smith. I have to say, I am loving the Blackhawks offseason. They didn't get it done last year, so they're jettisoning all the names that remind us of that. Right? Seriously, last season, Kane and Taze had all-star seasons. Everyone else, have fun playing in Ottawa. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. NFL.com named Matt Nagy the 14th best coach in the league, so, yeah. Use that little nugget at your next dinner party. Also, the Bears defense been rated the best defense in Madden 2020. So remember that nugget when you're ignoring your guests at your dinner party and instead playing video games. All right, that's Lower Wacker Live for July 16th. Beats by Wes Restless. See you guys tomorrow.